It's time for Thursday's Roundup.
Thursday's Roundup
is powered by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, Badgerland Flooring, and by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. It's game day. We're rolling out dumb, cheap games that somehow turn into bragging rights. No strategy, no practice, just luck, vibes, and questionable choices.
Hank's Love Line.
The most anticipated moment of the week, especially if you're from Arkansas.
Yeah!
If it comes back quick, that's a green light and you can take a victory lap.
Oh, yeah.
If it drags on, Hank says step away, stretch like nothing happened, and act like you had better plans all along. So tune in, play along, and let Thursday's Roundup turn ordinary into slightly ridiculous
in the best way possible.
Grab your skates, yeah, we're calling you. Galaxy Skate Center, the place to be.
Move them on.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Good morning, young man.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
I am back here just above ground being happy.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah. Hey, you were commenting about your bananas this morning.
Yeah.
You said they're banana bread. Yeah. Here's the thing, buddy. Oh, that's not banana bread. Yeah, that's a good banana right there.
It's getting there.
Would you still eat that one?
I'm still eating it today.
Oh, yeah.
But it's, I don't know, it's getting there.
It looks like it has freckles.
Yes, it does.
But here's the thing. Stop carrying around in your pocket. No. I know that you're afraid that Bo or Todd or myself is going to eat them. Just put them in your office. Put them in a locked drawer.
This was not in my pocket. It was home.
Oh, it wasn't. Okay.
And then it came here, you know, with the vibe.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Has it been in the vibe for a while?
Nope.
Have you got banana trees in there?
Not yet.
Okay.
No.
Well,
not that I know of. Anyway.
Any big plans?
Tonight? Not really.
No, Grace meeting tonight?
No, I worked a little bit last night on Grace. Of course, it's tomorrow night, and I'm not as enthusiastic about the forecast as I was.
It's Grace.
They've changed it.
It's Grace. It's first scrimmage football. Oh, yeah. You know it's coming.
Right.
You know it's coming. But you know what? Good Lord willing, we'll be fine.
We'll do it. We'll figure out a way.
We'll get through it. So anyway, did you do anything fun last night?
No, other than just...
did you remow your yard? I had to remow mine.
I'm probably going to have to.
Yes.
Maybe this weekend.
Yes, I was thinking Saturday.
I'm a once a week man, but
growing.
Might have to break
like,
that.
I shouldn't have.
It's so thick.
Oh, I have to go through it twice.
Yeah, me too.
Scissors are tough.
I mean, yeah, I know.
Blisters on my hands.
I left streaks, so I had to go kind of back over it just because it was just tough to cut.
Yeah, I go one way, and then the next time I go this way.
Oh, yeah.
So,
like a football field or something.
Yeah, kind of like a checkerboard.
Checkerboard.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So
cool deal, brother.
Question for you today is, what is a rumor that went around about you?
Do it. Well, the rumor that's been going around for a few years is that I'm retiring, and that's not true.
That's not true.
Yeah.
We won't let you.
No, well, I... Good Lord,
retiring from what?
Hopefully, exactly. Hopefully, I have a few good years left in me. But,
oh, yeah.
But I've heard that.
No, you're not retiring. You'd be the first to tell us.
Well, I would.
I know you would.
I would.
I know you would. So, let's see here. You might be from Pea Ridge, Philip. If you've waved at strangers on dirt roads like you're running for office.
Hey, how you doing?
Do you ever do that?
I wave at everybody.
I do too.
Because you may be somebody that, you know, the moment you don't, somebody's like, well, there's Knee. He's sure stuck up, isn't he?
Boy, I tell you.
He saw me and he looked at me. He didn't even wave.
Hope it doesn't rain because he might drown from that one.
Exactly.
So
you got to wave at everybody.
Yeah, you got to wave at everybody.
Right.
Today is game day, Philip.
Oh, yes.
And I have conquered, you know, we're pretty good at the world's smallest stuff.
Yeah?
Bring it out, Phil.
What is it?
Bring it out.
Oh, the world's tiniest cornhole game. Oh, boy, and it is small. Wow. Look at that.
So what you do, you have these little sticks to hold it up here.
Oh, boy.
All right.
The little sticks. This would work in the Barbie house. That's how small they are.
They're small, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that.
Isn't that kind of neat?
Mm-hmm. How come there are...
There's six bean bags.
Oh, there they are. I thought there'd be four.
Well,
I was looking for two more.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Well,
because that's what
off.
the real game has four.
All right, so how are we going to do this, Phil? Are we just going to... You go first...
Uh-huh.
Or do we go back and forth? I don't remember how we do this. So
boy,
anyway,
there's no beans in the bean
bag. There's no beans at it. I think it's all...
It's just a... Yeah, I don't even know what it is. Yeah. It's like...
It's a beanbag. Today we're playing beanbags.
It's all not right? a beanbag. There's
so
no beans in it.
We're going to throw...
There's
six,
air.
We're going to throw six shots.
All right.
All right. You know what? I'll just let you go first. You can throw all
Throw six all of them?
Yep, throw all of them.
Oh, okay.
You know what? We're going to make this a little fun here.
Oh, really? Put them together?
We're going to put them... Yeah, because they're so small.
Oh,
you ready?
My goodness.
Can you get any closer, Philip?
I'll make a line. Okay, can't go past this. All right.
All right.
Oh, ooh. Pretty close.
0-3. 0-4.
Like this is like the real game.
I know.
For me.
Yeah.
Oh, I got
one.
A hole in one.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, bounced down.
So you got one.
One.
All right. You got one in.
I know, but that'd be three.
We're going with one.
Oh, you're only going with one.
Yes.
All right.
Are you ready?
All right. Oh. What you're gonna put? What you can't put them that close. That's not fair. All right. What?
Oh,
I had my hand there.
I was going in.
Okay, ready. It was not. There you go. He misses to the left. He misses to the middle. He misses over. He misses to. He got it on the board.
Oh. Right.
So what do you get if it's on the board? A half?
Nothing.
I got one for getting it on the board. You get a half.
All right, here we go. One more round here.
Oh, all right.
See what you can do. One little guy fell off.
Yeah, I see that. Boy, oh boy. Whoever dreamed up this one.
Yeah.
Did this cost you 99 cents?
I don't know if it cost
gas
me that.
Station?
So. Ooh.
They're bouncing off.
Yeah.
It's like the real game for me.
Ooh.
There are these guys that just make me sick.
They know.
Drop it on every time or in, and I'm like left, right, over. Look out, everybody. Oh!
My daughter's really good at this.
Ugh. Man.
I got to get one in to tie, Phil. If not.
All right.
It's 2 weeks in a row that you win.
Well, that'd be something, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'm on a roll. Oop. He misses short. He misses. Oh, he got it in.
1-1.
So we're tied. And he missed way over the top.
Now what?
I don't know.
Put a runner at second base.
All right, here we go. Real game now.
Which I'm totally against that, by the way.
Are you?
Stupid Major League Baseball rules.
All right, here we go.
Yeah. What are we doing?
Now we're just going to play regular. We're going to play three rounds. We've got to break the tie.
Play regular? All right, here we go. Boy, that's a long throw. Oh, almost. Almost. Oh, I thought it was going in.
All right.
This could go on forever.
We have a couple minutes.
All right. It could go on forever, though.
Yeah, but... You know what? There's nothing better than mini cornhole with Phil on the
radio. Right, on the radio.
It's just nothing
better.
Yeah,
it's perfect. Yeah. Oh, he hit the board. I hit the board. Oh. I don't think this is ever going to go.
You don't think it's going to...
How do we ever get one in?
Well, what can we do here, Philip?
Thumb wrestle?
Do you want a thumb wrestle?
Yeah, we could do that. One, two, three, four.
I declare a thumb war.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Is that the P. Ridge rules?
Yeah.
No, it's just 1, 2, 3, and then
one,
go.
Two,
no, no,
three.
No, no, no.
Woo! Yeah, right.
No, that's not.
One, two, three, four. I declare a thumb war.
I've never heard that one before, I don't think.
I'm just going to hide over here. Phil is very aggressive here.
Got him.
Phil wins again, 2 weeks in a row.
That's my second wrestling win. I won one in the sixth grade tournament.
Against who?
I don't know, this guy.
Did forfeit?
I came out and the guy started laughing so hard and I just pushed him over and pinned him. You know, it was a quick win.
What are we going to do with ourselves?
I don't know. You know, here's the thing. I just realized this the other day. You know, I've gone my whole life and misspelling Fruit Loops. Did you realize that Fruit Loops are spelled F-R-O-O-T?
Yes.
Loops. I never realized that.
I can. That's, you know, dadgum well, someone from Arkansas made that up.
I'm guessing. It was this light bulb moment. Like, Fruit Loops are what?
Yes. Isn't that sad?
How did I never? I missed that. June won't buy them for me anymore, but when I was a kid, I just never realized that. Oh, well. What do you do?
Here's your five questions.
Five questions.
Yeah, your hot questions.
Okay.
If you were a mascot, what business would you accidentally represent, Phil?
Boy, that's a good, you know, maybe ski?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I don't know what the mascot would be.
I don't know.
There used to be somebody water skiing.
Oh, yeah. You were forced to eat the same breakfast forever. How long would you? How long before you complain on air?
I basically do.
You do.
I have a banana and a granola bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how long would it be if you?
Probably. Yeah. I don't know. A few months, maybe. Hmm. Yeah.
If your life had a loading screen, what tip would it show? Like if you know when you load something, what tip would it show?
I don't know. I guess I don't have a clue.
Listen to Those Were the Days on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buy more Ovaltine.
What song would be the worst one to hear first thing in the morning?
Oh boy. I'm trying to think.
There's a lot of them, Phil. There's a lot of them.
I probably played it this morning.
You probably did.
Yeah, I don't know.
See, I'm looking for an alarm clock that says, it's hard to be humble.
Oh, that wouldn't be a good one to hear right away either.
Number 10, or not, your fifth question. If mornings had a sound effect, what would yours be?
Mine be? Oh, boy.
I know what. It's snap, crackle, and pop, baby.
There
get
you
up.
Go. Probably the trumpet playing. Is it? Revelry. Starting like you.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go.
And we used to do that too. Listen
Did
to
you?
That.
And
then, oh, yes.
Wake you up.
Yeah, wake you up here.
Uh-huh.
Captain Kirk never said, beam me up, Scotty, in any Star Trek episode. Did you know that?
That is true.
Yeah.
It was
Mr. Scott, yeah.
Beam me up or whatever he said.
Yeah. Yep. Captain Kirk never said that. No. The hybrid offspring of a zebra crossed with another equine is called a zeboid. Is that right?
No, that's not true. Is it true?
Yes.
I've never heard that, just like I've never known that Fruit Loops are spelled F-R-O-O-T.
That just really shocked you, didn't it?
Zebroid.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow. Okay.
Mantis shrimp have the most complex eyes in the animal kingdom. They can see ultraviolet light, polarized light, and even more color wavelengths than humans. That's a true fact.
True fact. It's all about facto today.
It is.
No Hanko.
That's all facto right facto. There. That's a bunch of philo right there.
Philo. That's a dough, isn't it?
I think. I don't know.
Philo, dough.
It's philo. Do you have any gray poupon mustard? You remember those commercials?
Pardon me. Do you have any gray poupon?
Do you have any gray poupon?
Made famous in Wayne's World when they pull up.
Is that what it was?
Well, it was the commercial, but right. Wayne's World, the pacer pulls up alongside some guy's limo and they say that.
Do you have any gray poupon?
Gray poupon.
Oh! All right. Let's see here. Thursday's Love Line. Today is August 13th, buddy.
All right.
Try to use this one on June.
All right.
I love you so much, I'd let you pick the radio station for the whole song.
Really?
Yep. That right there would get you.
Yeah. Well, maybe. You never
probably
know.
Probably get you, like, I'm going to listen to what I want anyway.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but you know what? At least you could offer it.
That's true.
You know what?
Probably listening to something else right now.
Well, anyway, my friend, I hope you have a great day. Remember, the Packers play tonight, Grace tomorrow night, all kind of things. The opening scrimmages for football also tomorrow night.
Shouldn't be this time of year.
It is up on us. So anyway, and I brought you some hand signals for the football. That way you know.
That's right. So now every time the official makes the call, I
even put the yardage in there for the...
I know that TV radio timeout.
I do that for you.
Do you?
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Really?
They don't think about poor old radio guys.
Yeah, you notice I do though. Yeah, every time I'm umpiring or something, you always give me a thumbs up.
Yep. Yeah, there are a lot of umpires that do. They'll check, hey, you guys ready? But there are a lot that don't. They'll start at 4:45 or whatever.
I don't do that.
Like, come on. You said 5:00.
Yeah, they don't start football games early.
No, they don't.
And they don't start basketball games early.
Tournament games, they don't start early.
None.
Right.
And they're not supposed to. And they did it this year with baseball and softball.
They did. So
that's our complaint.
Yep, I did. I did complain to Todd.
And you should.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm sure Todd addressed it or will address it. So
well, hopefully he's retiring in January. I guess it is.
He's been good. He's been good for us.
He has been. Yeah. Been a good friend.
So, have a good friend. Have a good day and be kind.
You bet.